the Puff Puff Pass, your 420 friendly movie review podcast, hosted by the world's worst critics. My name is Christian.
My name's Diana. Welcome.
And welcome. And hi. We are going to be talking about a film.
It's an interesting film that Christian was so excited to pick last week.
Yeah, because I remembered it being better.
So we will be covering the 2005 sports comedy film, The Sandlot.
The Sandlot 2.
Yes. So everything that's like amazing about The Sandlot.
They take it and they eat it and they throw it up all over the table. And that's what they show you.
Yeah. It's supposed to be not a direct sequel. So this is, they're not the same kids.
Yeah. Which I, for some reason in my mind, from this and the first movie, I always kind of thought they were.
Why?
I don't know why. Like, I think I had just seen, it had been so far.
It's because they had a fat kid, and they had the token black kid.
And they had the two kind of brother-like characters, yeah. And then they had the tall nerd.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just, like, it made me think, like, oh.
It was very intentional. It was very much like a, okay, we need to make money.
They even had, like, the same old guy, which is why I was, like played by James Earl Jones.
Yes.
I just couldn't, like.
Yeah. So, The Sandlot 2, also known as The Sandlot 2, The Sandlot Continues, The Sandlot Kids 2 in some territories, is a 2005 American sports comedy film directed and narrated by David Mickey Evans. It is the second film in The Sandlot franchise and a direct-to-DVD sequel to The Sandlot 1993.
Woo!
So,
by the way, this sequel came out 12 years after the original movie. So, yeah. So it wasn't even like a sequel at that point. Yeah. It was more like, what's it called? A reboot, really?
I guess.
Like,
I don't know if it was really a reboot. I think it was definitely a sequel.
You could just switch the names on the movies.
I just felt like that they were just so like. I feel like this sequel was very lazy. I think that's, like, probably the best way. Because it's basically the same movie. You're watching the same movie.
Yeah.
Except sprinkled in a little bit of differences. Like, oh, there's girls now. Which is, like, awesome, cool to make girls feel included into it. Because girls like The Sandlot, too.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting. But they could have done so much more with that. And I want to tell you why, especially with the ending scene when he's like, oh, and all the, this is what happened to everybody in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of came off as like he didn't really care, really, either. Like, but like it just.
Yeah, I felt like this is my dad, telling me the same story he's told like a million times before.
This movie is like, somebody else telling you about The Sandlot.
Yeah, and you're like, just like,
it's like hearing secondhand.
Yeah, it's like, okay, dude.
No, and like, but like, they even like rip like direct quotes from the direct quotes and gags from the original movie.
Yes, there's no creativity at all.
And I understand the message of like, oh, kids will always be kids. Or
yes, but make it their own. These kids are obviously from the 70s. They're not those same kids from before. They have a different mindset now. And I thought that's where they're going to go with some of the lines in the beginning, like when that kid was like, oh, she's liberated. Yep. Like, I thought that that was what we were going to get.
And like the first movie, they drew a clear line with like, oh, these kids like love baseball. Mm-hmm. Like they're passionate about it. Like some of them want to play pro.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them does. One, mm-hmm. And then Smalls becomes a sports commentator. Mm-hmm. But like they just and you show that these kids like really like this is their time mm-hmm. where they can feel like the big stars or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then like in this movie in Sandlot 2, mm-hmm. it's kind of just like, oh yeah, the kids just they're friends who play baseball, but mm-hmm. like.
This is just what they do. This is just what they did.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, like that passion for the sport wasn't there, which kind of like made their whole friend group cohesive,
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Yeah,
what just wasn't there.
Yeah, that's sad. That's so sad.
Yeah,
I really wish the kids had better chemistry too. I think you could really tell like this was a lot of the kids' like first jobs, and which is like cool, fine, awesome, but it's just like. I really wish they felt more comfortable around each other. Or maybe the set wasn't comfortable enough. I don't know. And I could just tell they were kind of uncomfortable at times. I don't know. There wasn't, like, the big camaraderie that I felt with this one like I did with the last one. And I feel like that's my big complaint. And also the Smalls character that we have in this movie, I wanted to punch so bad. Every time that kid opened his mouth, I just went... I hate him. No offense to that child, but oh my god.
What gets me is, like, in the first movie, his one bad thing that he does that causes the conflict in the film is he unknowingly steals a baseball that he thinks is just a ball, mm-hmm. but is actually, like, really important. Mm-hmm. And so, whereas in this movie, this kid just straight up commits a felony. Like, that's a dog. If you're a little older, you're going to prison. Like, bro, that's a felony. He stole, like, thousands of dollars worth of stuff and blew it up, basically.
Mm. Would it surprise you that this film was estimated... I couldn't find what it made, but the budget was $15
million. And something else I just remembered, mm-hmm. too. Yeah, the budget was only $15 million. How much did it make?
I don't know. I couldn't find it. Oh, it was wow. estimated that it got $15
million. Oh, estimated it made its money back.
I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Well, like, so something else, mm-hmm. too. In the first movie, we see Smalls get punished, mm-hmm. by the way. Like, he doesn't get out of this scot-free, mm-hmm. or whatever. But in this movie, he kind of just, like, returns the rocket and... Something I noticed was it's not even all of it. Mm. Like, it's missing the big orange booster tank, mm-hmm. that it was up there with. Mm-hmm. And it's missing was missing all the fuel that launched it. And mm-hmm. so I'm like, wow. Not good. Not good.
I don't think, no offense. Okay. Do you want to go through these who this is starring?
Yeah, so we can. I mean, some of them.
They don't do anything.
They don't do... Like, this is their only film. And, yeah. like one of them, the main girl, mm. I was like, she looks really familiar. And I think it was because I was thinking of, like, Amanda Seyfried. Mm. But, like...
She does have that kind of voice.
But, like, we looked her up. She didn't do anything.
This was her first and only film.
Yeah. And it's not... And it's crazy because, like, the kids, they didn't even do that bad.
I know.
Kids didn't even do that bad.
She was like, this was fun, but I'm bored now. Good for her.
Real. Get your money, queen. And so, the only person who, like, you'll really, like, recognize is James Earl Jones, who mm-hmm. plays the old man.
Yeah.
Because that's Darth Vader. Mm-hmm. But, and he's also in...
The Lion King?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lion King. No, there was something else, like, I saw him in, but mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Yeah. But the kid who plays Fingers, the deaf kid.
Yeah.
I've seen him in a lot of media, actually. But I know him best... In Switched at Birth.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you know who his mom plays? Who? It's the same mom from Coda.
Oh,
wow. Yes, that's how I recognized her.
Oh, my gosh.
It was from that show. So when I saw him, I was like, ah! Yeah, okay. So are you ready to get into this film?
Yes.
Since we have a cast of nobodies.
Of course.
So basically, this film definitely tricks you, right?
Yeah.
Because, like... You get a recap of the first film, in case you forgot.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I'd be here if I didn't see the first film. You know what I mean? So I think we all remember what happens. So I feel like the film didn't have to do that. But you get a whole freaking recap. And you get a narration from this guy named Johnny Smalls as he tells us it's the summer of 1972.
1972.
And we see, like, little Johnny in his little bowl haircut. He's setting up a rocket in the very familiar
Sandlot.
Yeah. So what did you first think of Johnny out of when you first met him?
I was like, oh, he's kind of like Small. Smalls was playing with the that one toy.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't remember what those are called, but they were really popular back then.
Remember his mom was like, oh, sweet summer child, you're such a sweet little boy.
You're not going to play in here all summer.
Oh my god, we didn't really meet any of the other parents besides Haley's.
Nope.
Oh, that's crazy.
That was only like at the very beginning, it was very like, whoa, and then they disappeared.
Wah, 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 wah.
It was very like Stanley Brown parents.
So, yes, it's the summer of 1972, all right? Got to remember that.
72.
And then
she's
we cut
liberated.
And we cut to, like, it's the last day of school. And we meet David, And David's kind of just, like, getting his, like, 70s-looking bike. I do will say, the costuming is very 70s. Like, to the point where it's kind of, like, in your face, especially what Haley wears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, at first it was, like, really realistic. And I thought it was so cute, especially the outfit that Haley wears when you first see her. She's got the long, brown, like, crinkly hair. She's got the hat. And she's got, like, bell bottoms. And I think she has, like, the flare, like, collar sleeves, I guess. Yeah, they're kind of like flared, and it's very like dividend of like the 60s, which was really into like, did you know that like the fashion back then was like very like familiar to like medieval, like Renaissance, so that's why it's like colorful like that, like a Renaissance painting, but like kind of shorter,
I guess.
Does that make sense? So I think it's very derivative of that. But anyway, I just think you thought that was interesting.
I think that's just how kids dress, like
in the early 70s. I thought it was really cute.
Because bell bottoms.
Yeah,
like I think that's when they were pretty popular, or they were starting to fade. Or
my grandparents grew up in the 70s, so I think it's cute that I just picture them wearing that shit.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, she like bumps into David, or David bumps into her, and she drops her stuff. And David is so quickly smitten with this girl. By the way, it's the last day of school. He does not know this girl. And she's like, excuse me, are you gonna like pick up my stuff? And he's like, and she's like, you're supposed to say sorry, sir. You're supposed to say sorry. And
she's got an attitude.
Yeah.
She's liberated.
So he picks up your stuff, and homegirl, like, she goes. She goes, and the David's friends comes up to him, and he's like, oh, that's the new girl, Haley. And I'm like, what?
How do you know that?
I don't really know. If this is, like, the last day of school, why is she here? You know, what was the point of her going? She could have just came that next year. But I get it. They had to meet somehow. But,
And so we see, like, and David's friends are like, oh, yeah, she's the new girl. She's from the South. Mm. She's liberated. And I'm like, what do you mean by that?
That's literally what his friends said. I can't, like, what?
And so, like, through the narration, we learn that the Sandlot is, like, kind of being fought over between these two groups of kids. There's the main group that we just saw, and then there's these other kids that are in, like, a little league. Like, they're an, like, official team. And so, which is supposed to be, like, from the first movie, but, like, the first movie was kind of interesting. This one just wasn't.
But I just thought to myself, if they already have a field, why do they want the Sandlot?
Probably because it's next to their house or something.
So why don't they just play together?
I don't know.
I don't know why. I never understood why they were fighting over it. I'd be like, oh, we can actually play a real game against teams.
Yeah.
You know, and then we can, like, switch people around. I'd be like, would that not be more fun? And you all still have the Sandlot? Like, I never understood that.
And so we see Johnny about to set off his, he's, like, playing with the rocket.
Because he's still playing with the rocket, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, And so he's just sending it up in the sandlot, you know, to launch it because it's near their house.
Mm-hmm.
And the other kids see him and they're like, hey, what are you doing? Are you trying to burn our field or whatever? Are you, get out of here. Are you with those other kids, the official baseball team? And he's like, I don't even know them. I'm not even with them or whatever. And he goes on that trip and he's like, trying to panic and get out of there, but then the boys trip over his rocket, like launch, like or whatever thing. I don't know, and it accidentally sets it off into their dugout, and their dugout catches on fire.
The guys are like chasing this little kid, and so Johnny like kind of like Zendaya styles into like this neighboring backyard, and the backyard is owned by Haley. So Johnny hides behind Haley, and the boys are like, oh, hey, can you, like, hand him over so we can, like, beat this little kid up? And she's like, no.
And this is private property.
Literally. And she's like, you guys can, like, leave or I'll call the cops. And then they realize that their dugout is on fire. So they're like, oh, Haley, can we use your hose? And this girl takes her lovely, sweet time deciding. And it's like, okay, you guys can use the hose. So while they're trying to save their dugout, Haley and, like, Johnny are, like, watching this. She tells him that since she, like, saved him, that now he has to do exactly what she says, like, through the whole summer. Which I thought... So Haley is, like, in a swimsuit, And she's got her little sunglasses when she has these interactions with these boys. And I thought this was just going to be like a, oh, this is like the lifeguard thing that I thought was gonna happen. Here's what I thought the events. All the boys were gonna have a crush on Haley, and then they were gonna fight over her, which is what I thought was gonna happen, because that's what usually happens when it's like one girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But that didn't happen. And I thought it was very interesting. I was like, not in like a good or a bad way. I was just like, oh, okay, cool. You know? But, I don't know. That's not at all what I thought. But like, Haley's like looking at the Sandlot, and she's like, the gears are turning in this girl's head. So the next scene, we see like Haley like tell Johnny to like start like cleaning up the Sandlot, and we basically meet like Haley's parents, and her dad is her dad, who's like very like, but her mom is like a huge like, oh, like feminist, like
yeah.
Because I think her dad calls her a sweetheart, and the mom's like, "Hey, can you like not do that? Because that messes with her development. Like, you wouldn't do that if she were a boy." And I'm just like, "Hell yeah, hell yeah,
hell yeah." She's liberated.
Oh my god, I love that.
I just know during that time when women were becoming liberated. Mm-hmm. I feel like there were a few husbands who were totally like on board.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like they would do something like that and they'd just be like give like just a little, the slightest side eye, just like
okay, dear. It's basically,
"Hey honey, I'm getting ready for work. Would you mind just selling some toast in the toaster?" "I don't have to do anything." And he'd just be like, "Okay. Then I'll go put my toast in the toaster."
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you will.
Oh my gosh.
I love it's in like first wave feminism.
It's still the 70s. That? You can stay at home for like another 10 years.
Literally.
Only then will you have to get another job.
Oh my god. Enjoy it while it lasts, sister. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Woo.
So basically we find out that Haley's dad also works with rockets. And Johnny's like, "Oh my god, that's so awesome. I'm so into that.
Hello, Teddy. Hello,
Teddy. Hello, Teddy. Hello, Teddy." Literally. So next you see that Johnny and Haley have kind of like fixed up the Sandlot to her liking, much to David and the group's disapproval, because they see this. And it's kind of just, like, I wouldn't say, like, it's, like, pink and stuff. I mean, like, she has, like, orange and red. Like, you know, like, it's very, like, much to her things that she likes, you know? And, like, the Sandlot has, like, chalk and, like, actual, like, what, diamonds, right? Is that what those little plates are called?
Are they called diamonds? Oh, yeah, like the baseball diamond.
Yeah.
Or the, oh, yeah, no, plates.
Yeah. You're right, yeah. Okay, so she has new things of that. And then the boys arrive to, like, come play. And they see that, I think, her and her friends are out there. And
So Haley and her two friends?
Yeah, yeah. Jenny and Penny.
Haley, Jenny, and Penny.
And that's not their names. It's because they literally do not give two shits about those two girls. They're just there.
Oh, my
just gosh. Like that black kid. He's just there. And it's so awful.
Nar, she blows.
Because I also feel like the kids got equal screen time in the last movie as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like...
It really just feels like Johnny, Haley, and David, this movie.
And that's all it could have been.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, even, like, the moments that they ripped from the first movie that were about the other kids, like, they don't feel like anything.
It's kind of just like, okay, well, that happened.
Yeah, because, like, half the time, they did the whole, "You play ball like a girl" thing again. And, like, they were like, "What? We'll play at your place tomorrow." Or whatever. Or whatever. I don't know. By the way, I feel like if we ever did get a sponsor, I feel like just the way we talk, we make plenty of space for, like, ad breaks. Because we'll talk seriously, and then we're like...
It would annoy me when I would watch... Okay, so I would watch, like, the Bachelor recaps, but, like, do Becca's, like... Because Becca... That girl... Becca, we like Becca.
Becca who was on The Bachelor?
Yeah! Do you remember her? The cute little button nose and the short hair? Mm-hmm. So cute. She has, like, four kids now. Bless her. She had the baby the same year we had a baby.
Hooray.
She had a boy. And
Arm.
Oh my gosh. And she would be like, da 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 da. Anyway, are you guys tired of using the same perfume?
I would literally just have it set up as we're talking about a serious subject, and this, and when I'm editing, I know that we're about to go into on a tangent, but like in foresight, and so they slowly fade it out or whatever, and then I'm like. I'd be like, this was another one of our yap sessions where we kind of just went on and on about nothing related to the film for a little bit. So, why not put in an ad break? Are you tired of shampoo that makes your eyebrows itch?
Because it doesn't do that either. Oh my god, Christian wants
to
do ads.
At Sasquatch, the soap company.
Oh,
or whatever.
That would be fun.
Or whatever.
I love that. I love
that. Or Manscaped.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Would you shave your balls? Would you use that?
Honestly?
Because they would obviously send us stuff.
I mean, I've had to, like...
And you'd have to try it out.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it'd be really useful around, like, parts of my legs mm-hmm. or arms, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, like, or armpits, even. Mm. And so... But yeah, no, I mean, I feel like it'd be convenient. I just have to be really careful, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like it's designed not to hurt you. Yeah. Like, I feel like a product like that kind of has to be idiot-proof.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
Because there probably would be.
Yeah.
So I feel like I wouldn't have much to worry about, but I'd just...
Yeah. Well, Manscaped, please, prove us wrong. Is your product idiot-proof?
You know you're a good advertiser when even people who aren't sponsoring you
we're kind of slightly interested.
Oh my gosh. Dude, but that Sasquatch soap, it's so expensive.
I know, but it smells so good. I really liked it. Okay, so I got Christian the Star Wars one.
It was
the four
so cool.
box the four box set.
This was our second Christmas. No, or was it our first?
Maybe, I don't know.
After being married.
Well, we spent it at my parents, because I remember you opened it at my parents'.
Yeah, house. I remember. I was standing up. It was like the last secret gift that you gave me.
Yeah.
That was so cute. I like that. Do you remember what I got you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that jacket that I like. You got me that jacket from Target.
That you haven't worn in forever.
Because it's the middle of summer.
You never wore it in the middle of the winter.
I was pregnant.
Not like...
Oh, not last
Not in December, January.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
No, you weren't.
I was recovering from being pregnant.
Sure. Recovery.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Oh, I was in so much pain.
It's okay. No, don't worry. I remember stuff you've gotten me. I just don't remember when it was gotten for me.
Yeah.
So
I feel that.
If you ask me...
It's okay.
If you ask me, like...
As long
oh,
as you
do
remember
you,
what I got you.
Like, if you ask me, like, oh, do you remember that, like, necklace I got you? Whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, I love that. But if you ask me what I got you for December 22, mm-hmm. even if it was, like, mm-hmm. that said necklace, mm-hmm. I'd be like... I don't know. I don't even remember what you got me for Father's Day. Okay,
that's
I remember what you got me for Father's Day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think I still have that card.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's the one on my desk.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
what to say.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I thought it was cute, too.
For not this year's Father's Day, when we actually had the kid, but last year's Father's Day, when the kid was still in development, Sahara got me some of those, like, dad New Balances, you know, like the white ones that he mows in. Yeah, those.
I thought that was so funny.
I know.
It is time.
I've worn them a grand total of maybe, like, 10 times since then, because they're so, like, clean. I don't want to, like, disturb them, you know what I mean?
They're meant to be disturbed.
They're so clean.
It is time.
It is time. Lion King?
Yeah. So.
And now we're. Anyway, enough yapping. Back to the show.
Yeah, so Haley and her girls are there, and the boys are like, you can't be here. And she's like, why not? And because.
You're a girl!
Yeah.
First, she's a female. Second, she's a woman. And third, but most importantly, she's a girl! Or whatever, like, Sheen's rant is from
Jimmy
Neutron.
Oh, my God. So, basically, the girls play softball. And Mac, the fat kid, is basically like, oh, my sister can hit that grapefruit. Blah, blah, blah.
That's not a baseball.
Yeah, basically.
Because the softball's bigger.
Yeah.
So, they're like,
So the girls are like, okay, well, I mean, if let's like do like three pitches, and if you miss, three times, then we get to stay. But if you hit it three times, then we go, you know?
Yeah.
And the guys are, and Max like, yeah. Yeah. And the boys are like, hey, hey, little hey, little rat. Yeah, literally.
So my question, I have a question.
Okay, what's your question?
It's a genuine question for our audience. I asked Sahara, and I'm too lazy to Google it. So in softball, because I watch a little bit of softball for my job, mm-hmm. and obviously the pitcher pitches underhand, mm-hmm. and it gives them that extra like throwing power, and but like every other play in the game is usually overhand, and so is softball. It probably just is the case where like, oh, you just have to pitch underhand, mm-hmm. like no overhand pitches in softball. Mm-hmm. That's probably the case, but like. Are they, but like, if it's not, are they allowed? Or do they just, is it just better professionally to do underhand? Mm-hmm. Or whatever? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know. Let us know.
Let us know in the comments below. If you're, like, please. Into softball and you, or you just know the answer.
Yeah, please.
Tell comment us. On our Twitter found at Puff Pass Podcast yeah. or whatever. Whatever. It's. I think it's Puff Puff Pass.
Which we are so active on. Like, if
you late, were. Late as of late.
Like, if you were, like, no, I'm always on there. If you interact with me, I will probably interact with you.
We don't. I feel like I do more of our actual posting, but Sahara does more of, like, our retweeting and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, she that's, like...
I retweet funny-ass shit.
Dude, that's her main, like, Twitter at this point. Like, she doesn't use, like, her actual Twitter as much as she uses the Puff Pass.
I'm just like, I can put all the funny weird shit on the so I can tell people what I'm really thinking.
You know what the worst part is? What? If somebody just like went to our podcast and went to our followers list, I'm pretty sure they could deduce who they are.
Yeah, no shit, I'm sure they can.
Yeah, like we got like 10 followers. You, me, and your family are like 3 of them. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brutal.
Probably not in good professional form, but...
You know, I don't think it really matters, okay?
Oh, no.
Because one day we'll just be a sea of people.
Jesus. Enough yapping.
So, the boys think over the game, and since they think they can beat her, they decide to play.
Snarfing doobs.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh my god.
I'm glad you thought that was funny.
It was only funny.
I was just like, wow, the boomer humor is loud.
It was only funny because I was high. Like, I'm straight up. Like, dude, snarfing doobs would not normally make me laugh.
And you missed the funniest scene.
Which one?
Oh my god.
We watched Disjointed last night.
Oh my god, hold on, let me find it.
I didn't even know that show existed. It's got the dude from Fallout. Like, the Brotherhood guy who's...
I won't lie, that guy looks like my fucking ex. Mm. He does!
Snarfing dudes.
And it's so funny, because it's the same... Literally the same character. Stereotype is in Fallout. Do you know what I mean?
Hold on.
Bro. Same thing.
Hold on. Has he been typecasted to be a little weirdo? Yeah.
A little weirdo to like white girls?
First off, in the Brotherhood, he never even liked anybody.
Oh, he definitely liked Dane. The fact that they didn't make them a thing, I was so... Why didn't they go that direction? I would have ate that up!
So, it's like canon in, like, Fallout, but, like, another tangent, of course.
This movie's terrible.
When was the last time we talked about Sandlot 2?
It's okay.
No, but another, like... It's canon that, like... At least New Vegas. I don't mm-hmm. know what their fault. Mm-hmm. But, like, because members can only be born into the Brotherhood, they don't bring in new members. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, officially a rule, but it's, like, enforced, like, only, like, heterosexual marriages, whatever.
Oh.
Like, they don't really allow for, like...
It's the fucking apocalypse, and yeah. They're still, like, LGBT,
Yeah, because their thing is, like, oh, well, we can only, like... New members can only be born, not, like, just taken from anyone else. So, like, we need you to, like, do your part or whatever. And so there's a character you meet in New Vegas who she's in the Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. But, like, her and her, this girl that she really liked had to be separated because the leadership didn't want them to, like, be together.
Mm. That's awful.
And the worst part is, you meet both of them in the game, but they're like, there's no way to reintroduce them to each other. And I'm just like, and everyone always asks for it, like, why? Like, why can't you...
And the creator's like, because it's sad!
You can't even... Like, there's no prompt to even tell the other character after you meet the second one.
I love lesbian dramas. They just yearn for each other. Oh, I eat that
I'm
up.
Yearning.
I love it every time. And then when they finally do fuck, you're just like, good for you. Good.
Huzzah.
I get it every day.
We need to watch that show again.
The Great? Yeah. Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Huzzah. Us for a solid month.
Oh, my God. So, basically, Haley pitches, and Mac misses it completely, and the boys are like, oh, my God, if you keep doing that, we're going to lose the Sandlot. So, David's like, hey, I got this. So, Haley pitches, and David's able to hit it, but he's not able to get any points from it.
It's a foul ball.
So you can, then they do that all day until it's time for them to leave. And both of them are like, okay, well, since it's time for you to leave, we get the Sandlot. And she's like, no, well, I'm staying. But then their parents call them. So they'll be like, and the girl, one of her friends is just like, hey, well, why don't we just, you know, wait till tomorrow to play and we can finish this.
Well, the other thing, too, is like in the first movie, like Benny, he wouldn't act like that to like the other group. They're just trying to hang out with them. He was very open to, like, Smalls when no one else wanted him. So why is the Benny in this movie, David, like, joining in on the, you know, like, oh, girls can't play baseball thing and, well, like, I think trying to, like, prove them wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. And I think... because he's white.
trick.
No, I think it's... because it's the, oh, if the boy is mean to you, that means he likes you shit, you know? Which is so fucking awful.
Literally.
I'm not teaching you that bullshit.
Okay.
Oh, it's because he's a dick and you have to hit him.
The next day, I was reading ahead to where we were going and I read this, and I was like, oh my gosh.
You trying to remember?
No, I know where we are. The next day we see that David may have fear of dogs. I saw. And so we see that David may have a fear of dogs because he like flinches at one. And we see
it's like the littlest dog ever.
Yeah. And so we see the boys are back at the Sandlot about to beat up Johnny for, you know, ruining their dugout or whatever.
But he made it better.
Yeah.
That's how he talks. I made it better.
And they're like, what side are you on? Are you with the the Little Leaguers or whatever? And Johnny is like, not with the Little Leaguers. Are you with the girls or whatever? Mm-hmm. Or are you with us? And so he's being used as a back and forth. Well, tell them they need to leave. And tell them...
No, Johnny was just like, oh, I'm kind of on the girls' side, but I'm not really on your side either, so I'm just kind of in the middle.
Yeah, and so they're like, okay, well... Go tell the girls that they need to leave. And he runs to the other side of the Sandlot and tell the girls, like, hey, they said you have to go. And they were like, tell them we said no. And they were like, and he goes back. He's like, they said no. And it goes back and forth like that.
For a long time.
For like a while. Sorry.
Like, the joke is not funny anyway. And I really hate when they do try to do their own shit. Like it doesn't land. And so I think that's why they resorted to, like, the old shit. Because it worked, quote unquote.
Yeah, like, none of it was, like, funny enough. But I digress. And so we see, and so Johnny's like, why don't you just play together? And David is like, no, they're girls. And they want to, but like, they do want to beat the Little Leaguers because I think they're down a few players, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, the girls can just join our team and whatever. And so the team, they start to bond. They have like snacks together. But David is like not having any of it. He's like, I'm too good for this. And so it then cuts to the next scene, and we see the kids like starting to fight with the Little Leaguers or whatever, and they're doing like Yo Mama jokes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you wanna? I'll be the leaguer. You be Mac.
Oh my God!
All right. Yo Mama wears combat boots.
Your mama is so ugly that when you were born, they slapped her.
Dog, and then they like dog.
No, oh. You gotta keep going.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dogpile.
Hippie.
Shut up, Porky.
You already said that, idiot.
Yeah, not gonna lie. This was kind of a good comeback. He says, he's like, yeah, well, you're still fat for him. I was like, damn.
You're a fart-sniffing, road-apple-chewing, scab-living female dog. And he's like, and I ain't done yet. You're ugly. Your mama dresses you funny. And you stink like toe fungus. And you ride the short school bus.
That's not funny.
I know, that's so fucking awful.
And then the little leaguers come back. He's like, you play ball like a girl.
Oh my god, this whole interaction is so from the beginning. Okay, so the little leaguers.
No, wait, that was a. Was that the little leaguers?
Yes! Because they're like, what happens in the beginning is the coach is like his uncle, and he's just like, hey, we need to like play. And he's like, shut up! He's got this fucking 12-year-old beating up his uncle.
Oh my god.
And like, I won't lie, when I watched this as a child, I thought he was like cute.
You play ball like a girl.
Oh yeah, and Haley's like, Friday. Be there.
Last Friday. Night.
Or be squared. Because she said, bitch, square up. Put your money where your fucking mouth is. So we then cut to like a summer carnival. And the reason why they go there, there is narration like in the middle. And it is Johnny like telling us. And he's saying that Matt got so mad that day that they had to like go to the street carnival to like calm him down.
Oh my gosh. Real quick. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been in a fight?
No. I've been in arguments, but
the like
one. No, never.
Like at school?
Never.
Okay. Were you ever in like like close to being in one?
Oh yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was just walking and they were like pushing and shoving each other and like Gio walked in front of me and he got by unscathed, so I was like, okay, if I do, and he pushed me and I got pushed into lockers and I said, oh my god, dude, you could have just like waited? You could have just waited like 2 seconds? It was like that thing in like, you know, video games, no, like that.
No, like you have like beef with somebody and they're like, I want to fight you.
Oh no, never.
Okay, what would you do if like for some reason someone started like some argument with you and it escalated? And you're like, we're in high school, you're in the commons and you both like see each other.
No, because I
she puts her hands up. She puts her hands up. What are you doing?
Like, I'm like, girl, chill. That's what I would say.
So if she starts...
I'd be like, there is like 10 minutes left of lunch. Are you really going to do... I'm about to have math class. Do you really want to do this right now? Okay. Girl, it's Thursday.
So if she hits you, what are you doing?
Oh, I want to hit her back. I'm not going to let somebody hit me and I'm not going to hit them back. I'm already in trouble, okay? I'm already in trouble by being in this interaction. I'm already going to get punished. Might as well get my leg back. Kind of like, you know, do you remember in Stranger Things when Eleven took that shoe, that skate, and beat that girl's face in? She was so real for that.
That was crazy.
She was so real for that.
No, okay, so, like, she, like, puts her hands up. She's, like, about, like, she cocks her arm back like she's gonna punch you. Like, what are you doing?
So, you ready? It's gonna be in slow-mo. Sarah's like, so, it's gonna happen in slow-mo. She's gonna be like this.
Sarah's like, two in the throat.
It's gonna be like this. She's gonna be like this. I'm gonna be like...
Right in the tip.
She may get my face, but I'm gonna get her when it really hurts. So, summer carnival, they're there, and we see that they're at their this like exhibit for like Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
Yeah, so they're looking at all these things that like prove that Bigfoot is real. And we come up to this mannequin, and it scares the children, especially David, because he's afraid of dogs, and it kind of looks like a dog. He runs out of there, and the kids are like, are you okay? It's not that scary. And he's just like, oh, no, it's fine. It was just hot in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we see Fingers tell his brother, like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. And his brother's like, oh, okay, just, like, stay away from the kissing booth, okay?
Yeah.
And Fingers is like, no.
Gnar.
So he goes over there. And the girl's like, okay, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek, but he obviously goes for the lips, and we're creating the pool scene, and I just feel like...
Wow, it wasn't gross enough the first time.
Literally, and it's even grosser this time. Oh my goodness, and he like takes her gum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
You took my gum.
So the kids run out of there after they find that Fingers is making out with this grown-ass lady. They run out of there, and the next scene, we get the big game.
The big game.
Mm-hmm.
With the boys.
Yeah.
Which is the other thing, too, because, like, in the first movie, they had the big game, and they went to the fair to celebrate.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know. Weird, weird behavior. And so, God, but then, like, they... I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about the... about the, well, you're still fat, moron. And so they're at the game, and Haley's pitching, and they're winning the game or whatever. And we see Haley is like up to bat or whatever. And at this point, they've already scored a lot on the Little Leaguers. And she hits, and it's going to be an in the park home run. And she's running from third to home, and the guy who leads the Little Leaguers, he gets the ball, and he like tags her, but like kind of like rough.
Yeah, he like punches her in the gut, bro.
Yeah, like on purpose. Mm-hmm. And obviously she gets hurt, and all the guys are like, hey, what's that for? And he was like, what, that's the game. If she doesn't want to play, she then...
She shouldn't play with men or whatever.
Yeah, and then they're like, you can't hit a girl.
Yeah, and David punches him.
And a thought that we had earlier about this film, it's like, this film, like... You mentioned that it's like funny that like how seriously and unseriously this film takes like gender roles or whatever. Yeah.
Like it's either like played for laughs or it's like
you hit like a or you play ball like a
girl. Yeah, and I'm just like, what the hell? Or like even how they play up her mom, like it's a joke, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's weird.
Anyway, and so the game ends, and they tell the leaders, like, never come back here. And then we also see the old junkyard behind the sandlot. It like, starts to, like, rumble or whatever.
But I will say that there's still a fence, but there's, like, junk piled on.
Yeah, there's, like this wall of old washing machines and dryers.
So, like, things don't get thrown over there.
Yeah, and so we see... Mac, like, later in another game, he gets a new baseball bat for his birthday, and it's aluminum. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about no one's ever hit a ball over the fence until, like, Mac does it. And then with this new bat, he just sends it way over the yard, over into the other yard. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, guys, let's get it back. But this time, in the first movie, Smalls tries to hop the fence, and all the other kids are like, no, you don't understand, the beast is back there. And he doesn't understand. But in this movie, none of the kids know what's back there other than Smalls. Mm-hmm. And Smalls is the only one who probably wouldn't know. And so Johnny tells them the story of the beast. And so Johnny's like, there was my older brother or whatever.
We should just throw in, by the way.
In the original movie, that kid Smalls is Johnny's older brother.
Yes.
But this kid is, I assume, the kid of Smalls' like stepdad and his mom.
Yeah.
I assume this is their kid.
Yeah. Which is like insane.
Which is wild. Anyway. And so when he tells them that story from the first movie about him and Benny the Jet Rodriguez and all the other kids and Hercules and the old man but the dog died and now all that's left is the great fear, which it's I guess Hercules made puppies and one puppy had like big gnarly teeth and no one wanted him because all he would do was bite, and he's like and he starts digging in and hoping the dog digs in and waits for one day it'll find one kid to bite. And then, like, there was this one kid who was dressed up like his favorite superhero, and he ran into the dog, and the dog chased him until it, like, ate him or whatever, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we hear Johnny's, like,
Well, they don't know what happened to the kid.
Yeah, or whatever, and they're like, he was never seen again, and some say he was eaten whole, and others say he moved away because he became infected by the great fear's, like, saliva or something. And then it was like, after that, the owner like chained him up with an anchor so he'll never get out again.
Ooh. The little kids are like, nah.
Yeah, right. And he's like, okay, go look through the fence and see if it's real. And so one of them goes and sees the dog like run up to him, and he freaks out and slams the door shut. And everyone just gets freaked out. Mm-hmm. And so after that, because of course we have to have a 4th of July moment in this movie too.
And Johnny's buying these big ass fireworks. Yeah, two boxes.
These huge boxes of multi packs of fireworks or whatever. And so, back at the dugout, Johnny's preparing the fireworks because he wants to turn like night into day, so to speak. And David is arguing with the rest of the boys about playing ball because they're all like, oh, it's too hot.
Like, this is like a new scene. And like, David's been waiting for like the guys, but they finally come in and they're like, hey, it's too hot to play. And my mom says, like, if I sweat in this heat, I'll get toe fungus.
Literally. And so, yeah, it's very much like that one scene where they end up going to the pool. And
but so, guess who has a pool?
Haley's like, hey, guys, you want to come swim at our pool?
But yeah, and the boys are like, hell yeah! And they start, like, dressing.
Let's fucking go!
They didn't even bring bathing suits. They're in their fucking underwear. Like, swimming in this girl's pool. And David's like, I'll pass. David is so sassy. This sassy little boy.
You sassy boy.
Who's like, he's insecure about his bite marks, so he just goes home. Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
It makes Haley sad, too.
She's like, oh, he doesn't want to be with me.
I love how she, because her mom comes up, she's like, Mom, what's wrong with me? And her mother, like, being the girl boss that she is, she's like, Haley, there is nothing wrong with you, but with him. And that you mean we need men like a fish needs a bicycle. And I said, yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
Then we see Haley's dad leave his work.
Like, this is, like, the next
day. Yeah, the next day. Yeah. We see Haley's dad leave his workshop, and Johnny is, like, trying to look at, like, what's inside. And
oh, wait, no, this is the same day. It's not the same. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, really. that's true.
And so, like, and Johnny's trying to, like, see, like, what's in there. And Haley's dad, he's like, hey, I'm going to be gone on a business trip, but I got this model rocket that I'm working on. And when I get back, we can launch it or whatever.
So the way that this man talks to this little boy is so fucking creepy. Like I hate it.
It's like, you want to come launch it?
Do you want to come inside my workshop and launch this rocket? And Johnny's like, oh boy, do I.
Oh boy, do I.
I know, and I'm just like, don't go anywhere alone with this man.
Serial killers had it way too easy. There was no difficulty.
That's so awful. So we see that night the fireworks are all over the sand line. We see, like, Johnny launch this huge one, and it turns into the American flag.
And I'm proud to be
an American. And finger signs beautiful.
To the things I know I'm for me.
So the next scene.
Also, I'm sorry, another thing. In the first movie, they waited for 4th of July because it was the one time they could have a night game because all the fireworks lit up the whole ballpark. But in this movie, they're just launching fireworks. They don't give a fuck about baseball anymore.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. They
covered up the entire film with the fireworks.
Yeah, this is just a kid's, like, film with the Sandlot name slapped on top of it. Yeah. Because, like, this is not a Sandlot film.
That poor Sandlot.
Literally. They couldn't even get the rights to America the Beautiful by Ray Charles. So, like, what are we doing here? That was the best part of the first movie.
Is that why you made me watch the movie?
What?
America.
Sweet America. It's a good version.
So, it's now...
Would you rather America the Beautiful be our national anthem?
I'm surprised it's not.
I kind of prefer it. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's better.
Mm. And probably easier to sing.
Yeah. I feel like the one that we do have, though, just feels more, like, professional, I guess, and I think that's why we have it, but I'm like, I don't care. Why do you want it?
Because it's America! America!
Doom.
No! You know what they do have?
What?
They spent the budget on the Spirit in the Sky. Because they play the whole song. They play the whole song.
By the way, so far in this movie, I think we've seen him already once, and we'll see him again, and then we'll see him the third time he actually shows up. There's this kid walking around. He looks like mini, like, Chuck Norris. He's got, like, the cowboy leathers on, or whatever. Or not Chuck Norris.
He's so creepy looking. I do not like this
child. Not Chuck Norris. Clint Eastwood. That's what I mean. Like, Clint Eastwood, and, like, he's got the cowboy leathers on, and he's just...
He's mewing everywhere.
Yeah, mewing everywhere, just looking around. That's all he does. Mm. We'll see him again in an upcoming scene, and we see him at the very end of the movie. Mm-hmm. It's the weirdest, like, thing about this movie. Like, I promise you, like, when we get to that part in the notes, you'll be like, what are they talking about?
Because it's so random. You're just like, oh, okay.
I collect dog tags.
So it's July 5th, okay? We see Johnny is waiting for Haley's dad. And because they're going to launch that rocket together.
Because he thinks he's going to be back here. Mm-hmm. But, like, in an early scene, Like right before he gets there, we see his dad. He gets called into the work trip early.
Yeah.
And so he has to leave this week, not next.
Yeah, and even they mentioned that Haley's also gone, so the house is completely empty.
Yeah, but he had left a note for Johnny at the workshop or whatever.
No, he told Haley. But Haley's not there. She's at her friend's house.
Oh, right.
That's why he's asking about her.
Yeah. And so...
But Johnny's there, and they leave the workshop door open.
That's all I'm saying, too. Like, bro, serial killers had it too easy. Like, people really left their doors unlocked all the time. And I'm like, why?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, even then, I would lock my door. I don't trust nobody.
Literally.
Call me paranoid. You're not getting in.
So Johnny, like... goes, and it's basically, like, the workshop is, like, a small, like, NASA museum, and he sees a rocket, and Johnny's just like, well, I think I'm gonna take this, but it's not explained until later why he does this, but he thinks that Haley's dad is gonna come back, and they're gonna launch this rocket together.
He's like, well, I'll just set it up.
Yeah, I'll just set it up so it's faster, and we can just, like, watch it. Launch together. Yeah. Is his thinking. So he takes it to the sandlot.
Yeah, he takes it to the sandlot and sets it up.
Yeah, and while he's waiting, he falls asleep and he drops the thing that's
the launch control.
Yeah, and it sends the rocket. Christian, do you want to describe how this rocket is, like, launched?
So, like, I've launched rockets, like, mm-hmm. model rockets before. Mm-hmm. I used to do that a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think. Okay, so, like, first off, I'm not going to be like, well, actually, here, I just want to say, why did he, like, just assume that breaking and entering would be okay? And that's a felony I was talking about earlier. I'm like, this dude straight up just broke into this man's house.
And this is, like, a little boy.
Stole,
like,
his stuff.
He is younger than the rest of the group, by the way.
He's like... He's
8 or 9.
They say he's in the 4th grade or whatever, which is like 8 or 9. All the other kids are 12.
Mm-hmm.
And so, broke into their house, stole this rocket, mm-hmm. which is probably thousands of dollars mm-hmm. at this point, and literally sends it into space. And so, it's not a full scale, but it's like a model of a space shuttle, and it's like 8 feet tall. Okay, it's huge. Mm-hmm. It's size accurate. But it's, like, you know, obviously miniaturized.
Mm.
But, like, it's, like, metal and stuff mm-hmm. or whatever. It, like, has, like, actual fuel launching it. So when you launch rockets, you get these, like, weird little tubes. They look like a roll of pennies. Except there's, like, this powdery stuff mm-hmm. coming out the end. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, connectors for mm-hmm. it. And so the connectors connect to, obviously, these, like... They look like the battery jumper cables. Mm-hmm. And then those... The set I had, those connect mm-hmm. to the actual switch to launch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it's just like that. It's like a battery almost that shoots out flame or whatever. Mm. Like you click on it, you get some electrical signal, it lights and it sends it up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like, dude, this looks like it's like using like straight up like rocket fuel to launch.
It's like 5, 4.
it big puffy cloud. Like it craters the ground under where it launched. Like, it's like it's an actual, like, rocket.
Mm. We even see it flying through space.
We see, like, the boosters separate from mm. it or whatever. And we see it, like, flying. It's, like, floating in space, like, beeping this, like, red light or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's in orbit. Like, this is, like, an actual rocket. And I'm like, this dude had a bomb in his house. This could have exploded at any point.
And killing his wife and child.
Just blown inside. Up his house. Like, this is way too powerful for him to just have. I understand. I understand that he's, like, working at NASA, but this is a project that should stay at NASA.
I think maybe.
And the other thing, too, they live in California. So I understand that, like, the Jet Propulsion Lab is down there, but that's not... a good enough excuse for why he has this in his house.
That is so funny.
Like, Houston is in Houston, and then Cape Canaveral is in Florida.
Yeah.
So, like, just because he works, he could possibly work at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Yeah.
Well, no, because he said he's, like, the head of NASA, right?
That's not what he says.
Or what's his job?
I don't know.
He was on TV.
Yeah, I know. No, I think he does work with the Jets, because that's what Johnny likes about him.
I guess. Anyway, but, like, still... Like, that's crazy. Why does he have this?
My only thought with that
is that maybe from Johnny's perspective, it looks big because this is probably the biggest rocket he's ever worked with.
No, it's like a solid 8 feet tall.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's why it looks like humongous to us. Like, it looks like it's displayed as like an actual rocket, like lifting off.
Among us.
But we see Johnny take the, like, what is that cylinder thing that he puts back? And it's like kind of heavy, like it clinks.
Oh, those are, oh, those big white things? Those are the boosters.
Okay, so he puts that back, and the camera lingers on it, like we're going to come back to it. We never knew. Yeah. And I was very confused, because we watched Johnny leave.
Yeah.
We watched Johnny leave the room, and it lingers on those rocket thingies, or the pillars.
That is strange, now that you mention it.
Because I was just like, okay, is that important? And it never is, and I thought that was a weird design, or a weird choice.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's like... Dude, if this is my kid...
Mm-hmm. We're gonna get back to that, because this whole situation is fucked up.
Literally. And so...
Johnny tries to clean up the sand lot, and because Haley comes back, and she's like, oh, hey, my dad, he had to go on his work trip early, but he said you guys are gonna finish the mission later, which I also thought was really weird that he would say that.
Yeah.
All you gotta say is like, hey, tell Johnny that we'll launch the rocket when I get back.
Okay.
But the mission? The homie was gonna diddle that kid.
That's awful.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
Sarah, he's liberated. Oh my god. And so,
Basically, Haley invites... the boys, including Johnny, to watch her dad on TV because he's about to talk to the country.
And Johnny's like, what?
And then we see them all watching, and he's like, yeah, this model rocket that we have kind of took a really long time.
But we're proud to launch it to show the country where our space program will be going in the future.
Yeah.
And Johnny's just like...
He's about to, like, throw up.
He's like, I'm gonna throw up.
So he runs outside... And he sees to look at the space thing, because it's still out
in the orbit. He can see the red light from the ground.
And he's standing in the crater. And when I tell you that these kids reacted a lot better to having a crater in their sand lot than the dugout being on fire. And I was just like, you guys wanted to beat his ass for catching your...
Dugout on fire.
I know. This is way worse. There's a whole huge... fucking hole in the sand lot.
Literally.
A huge fucking hole. And I'm just like, oh my god.
And so we see Mac's like, whoa, what are you looking at? And the group's like, oh, like, because they're seeing the crater mm-hmm. and the thing in the sky, and they're like, that looks like Haley's dad's rocket or whatever. And
she's like, Johnny, tell me you did not.
Tell me you did not. Launch it. And he was like, it was an accident. And then we see, like, the rock... Eventually, like, the space shuttle model comes down, mm-hmm. but it lands in the junkyard behind the dugout.
But it's, like...
Yeah, it's, like, slowly gliding. It's, like, so... It's, like, comically slowly gliding.
It's, like, boop, boop, lands in the
just junkyard. Lands perfectly right in front of the beast.
Yeah.
Or the great fear.
The great fear.
Yeah. And, Haley's like, we have to get that back. And David's like, no, it's gone forever. But, like, Mac eventually comes up with a plan. He's like, but it's impossible. Or he tries to, at least. And so the group has, like, a lot of ways to try and bait the dog out so they can grab it. And, like, they use toys and they even, like, lower a cat in.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the deaf kid is, like, lowering the cat in,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, I feel like a problem.
All in itself. Because Johnny's, like, lower, and I'm just like, honey, I understand. But maybe we shouldn't let him do it in this, or especially with another living being.
Yeah, and so we hear the cat getting attacked by the great fear, and they lift it up, and the joke is supposed to be that the cat's hairless, but they straight up just replace it with like a sphinx cat.
Yeah,
like it was like a big like white puffy cat, and now it's like a sphinx.
But the thing that is that the girls come up with this idea, and Haley's like, oh, Jenny and Penny, that we haven't really heard from this entire movie.
What do you think?
Why are we doing this again? And they're like, oh, well, when the cat gets lowered, she'll get so scared her claws will come out and she'll grab the shuttle. It has to work. And I'm like, oh my girls, you sweet summer
child.
Sweet summer child.
Oh my god. And then the most random part of this movie, okay? Because we saw him earlier, and we saw him right after the rocket launch. He looked up and looked at it. He's like, hmm. We see this kid, like mini Clint Eastwood. Mm-hmm. He shows up on his bike. He calls himself the Retriever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why? He's like, because when things get lost, I retrieve them. And he's like, I collect. And when they get lost in yards, they're like big dogs. I collect the dog tags or whatever. And he has like a whole like vest with like dog tags on them.
The kid, the Retriever or whatever, he tells the kids,
like, don't, like, open the, like, open
the
gate.
Yeah, he opens the gate or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's gonna, like, he'll get the thing, but he's like, no matter what I say, do not open this gate. And so he goes in, and he's like...
He's like,
oh my God, guys, wait, open the gate. And they're like, oh my God, quick, open the gate for him. And he opens the gate, he's like... Guys, I was testing you. Don't open the gate.
Like a fucking asshole.
Don't open the gate. And so he goes back in, but this time he like actually gets attacked by the dog. We hear the dog like going for him. And it's like, and he's like, guys, help, please help me. And they're like, don't worry, we're not gonna open it for you. Or whatever they say. And we see the dog fling him over the fence.
Yes.
And he lands in Haley's pool. Yes. And so he gets out and he tells the guys, after this, I'm retiring. You guys are never getting your stuff back.
Oh.
And we see Mac like take a ride to think about like what to do. And
I thought you were gonna make that joke.
What?
My work here is done.
Oh, my work here is done. But you haven't done anything. Cape floral thing. Oh my gosh. Thanks for reminding me of that. We talked about that earlier before we started recording. And so we see Mac like taking a ride to like think about what to do. And he passes by a movie theater and he sees...
I love this joke where the girl is just like, 79 cents a ticket? That's ridiculous.
I was like...
Must be nice.
Dude, when I was growing up, movie theater tickets were like... At Harkins for $8.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're $7 now. It's like $7.15 now.
Yeah.
Because they lowered it because of the pandemic and they haven't...
Pandemies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hope that like... My deep-seated theory, because the Harkins Theater... We have other theaters, but Harkins is the one we grew up with. Mm-hmm. It's not... Like, it's in Bricktown, mm-hmm. which I always see the parking lot full, but usually for other stuff mm-hmm. or whatever. And so like, I hope that Parkins is like doing... Oh, Parkins. I hope Harkins is doing well. Mm-hmm. But... I have to wonder if it's, like, getting money from the city to stay open. Because I feel like if they close, like, no one will ever take that space.
Really?
It'll just be empty forever. And so I'm like, I hope... I wonder.
I don't know. They got that big thing from Twisters. I don't think Harkins is going anywhere.
I don't know.
They probably do get money from the city.
To stay open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd hope so. Because, like, I like Harkins.
I think everybody likes Harkins.
Yeah. You don't.
Everybody goes. I like Harkins. Harkins is fine.
I suggest that Harkins is instead of where we're going today.
I think Brewflix is just better.
Brewflix?
Is that
Flix
what's Brewhouse? Whatever.
Brewflix. Sure, babe. You're so smart.
Stop nice to me.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. And so, but he passes a movie theater and he sees a poster for the movie The Great Escape, which I've seen, by the way.
Oh, cool.
It's a good movie. You like it. And so... And he's like, I get it. They have to dig because his whole thing, he's just kind of interested in like the military and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he wears a soldier's helmet instead mm-hmm. of like an actual batting helmet. Mm-hmm. And like he sees them like in the movie, they dig their way out mm-hmm. to escape. And so he's like, oh my gosh, that's it. And so we see that Mac and the gang have started digging this tunnel and Mac is able to like get through mm-hmm. and tries to grab the hook to hook it to the shuttle. But then like the paw, like the dog like puts its paw on his hand mm-hmm. and it's so heavy that he can't pull it out and he can't move. He's like, oh my gosh, help. And they're like, guys, pull me back. And he's able to get his hand out. The gang pulls him through, but they weren't able to get the rocket, which is like the whole plan. Mm-hmm. And so I understand that they're just like trying to do this, like mm-hmm. to make it look like the old movie. Mm-hmm. But like the whole point of like the last movie mm-hmm. was like the item is like priceless.
Yes. I literally brought that up. Oh, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But like in this movie, I'm like, yeah, but like he could probably just make another model.
Yeah. Like I feel like the stakes.
In fact, all the work is gone now. He just has to recreate.
If Johnny wouldn't have said anything, the only person who would have gotten in trouble is probably Haley, which is like an asshole thing to do. But like, whatever, you know?
dude, I would have just, because, like, it's Haley's parents, right, mm-hmm. that left? Yeah, like, Haley could just, all Haley has to do is just
lock the door and just be like, I don't know.
Like, oh, like,
deny.
Here's your plan. You take a crowbar, mm-hmm. you smash up your garage a little bit, try to pry it open, and then, like, actually try it open. Like open it, mm-hmm. then smash open the door.
Create a fake robbery scene. Yeah. Jesus Christ, yeah, Kristen.
Just like,
oh my God.
Like, and then call the police the morning after. Like,
I'd just be like, I don't
know. And then take the crowbar and dump it in the river or something. Like,
oh my God, dump it in the river.
Like, easy. That's not actual advice, but it probably would have worked in the 1970s, so don't do it.
So Max fails to grab the rocket this time.
Actually, you know what? Don't. She doesn't even have to do that. They're leaving their doors unlocked.
All she has to do is deny. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Literally.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. I was at my friend's house. That's all she has to say.
Well, I'm sure they told her to watch the house, though.
Oh, my God. So anyway,
don't let anything happen to my precious rocket.
Mac fails, craps his pants, but David is back. But David is like, I want to take matters into my own hands.
And so we see Johnny and Haley like have a moment, mm-hmm. and Johnny tells Haley, he's like, you know, he likes you, right? Mm-hmm. And she's, and so she's like trying to tell, she wants Johnny to tell David to like run and grab the shuttle, mm-hmm. or whatever. And so we see in the next scene that like David has bought himself like some Nike shoes. Product placement, by the way.
Oh yeah.
They literally place a shoebox on the ground and the camera focuses on it. It's like Nike is the winged goddess of victory or whatever, mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And so the gang are like trying to convince, like, don't do this. And but Haley like puts it all together. She's like, oh, you're the little boy from the dog story who got, mm-hmm. bit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we see David, like, he goes for it. And he makes the other side just as we see the dog.
And he brought, like, his little cape, because there's a cape in this story when you're watching it through the flashback. Yeah,
and he has a cape in his, mm-hmm. back pocket. Mm-hmm. And so David, like, uses the cape to, like, antagonize the dog and draw it at him. And as he does, he covers the dog's face with it so he can run and go grab the shuttle. And he hooks it up to this rope thing that they had going. And the gang, like, pulls the rocket out. And they're, mm-hmm. able to get it. Mm-hmm. And we see the fear, like, kind of chases after the shuttle, mm-hmm. for a little bit while David books it out of there. And we see fear's able to, get free from the anchor that he was chained to in his effort. And he starts chasing after David because the wall fall. Oh, wait, no, the wall didn't fall then. But the beast is able to, like, make it up, mm-hmm. the wall, mm-hmm. and over, mm-hmm. after David. Mm-hmm. And he starts chasing after him across the whole city.
Yeah, because David...
Like in the first movie.
But unlike in the first movie, instead of running, he gets on his bike. He had time to get on his bike, and he's running.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not running, but, like, he's, like, going fast on his bike, and this dog is, like, chasing him.
Yeah. And this dog doesn't even look that scary. Like, I thought it wasn't even the same kind of dog until Sahara pointed out that they were just different colors. Like, mm-hmm. this one in the movie is brindle, but in the first movie, it's just their tan, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. English bull mastiff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sahara had one as a kid, by the way.
I did.
She would ride him like a horse.
I would not ride him like a horse. Oh, my God.
You said you did.
I wanted to.
So mean.
So David takes the fear back all the way it all started.
Wait, did I seriously just... Okay, so while we were outside smoking, I dropped my phone on the ground. I literally have already, like, cracked the screen protector. Like, granted,
didn't,
like...
Didn't you replace it with...
Yes, this is the new one.
Aww.
See?
No, it's okay. I did the same thing. I think it's, like, on this side, like, right here.
Yeah, dude, thank God I don't, like, have, like... Thank God I actually have screen protectors, because if this is my phone, I'd look like those, girls that had, like, the cracked...
Oh, my God, cracked
to hell, like, iPhones, yes. in middle school.
Yes, bro.
I was like, oh, my God. Like, to the point, like, the screen didn't even work.
Yes, bro!
I'm like, at that point, you just have a phone as a status symbol. You don't even use it.
So David starts running on foot, trying to slow the fear down by, like, knocking over everything he can in sight. But he runs it all the way back to the sandlot. The fear is able to get a hold of David's cape, but David runs up to the junkyard and is able to, like, jump. And he jumps kind of, like, into, the like, this dusty pile. And you're like, oh, this kid's, like, dead. And the fear kind of, like, jumps over after him.
Yeah, because it's, like, a big fall, and he, like, lands on his back. And it's not, like, a dusty pile, too. It's, like, he lands on the tunnel that they dug. And so he got caved in. That's what that was.
Oh, my God. That homie posted books. Something.
Probably.
So the gang, like, race to find David, and they start trying to, like, dig him out.
Like, oh, we gotta dig him out.
I know. Oh, my God.
He's covered in, like, all the wall and, mm-hmm. stuff, too. sort of.
But the fear kind of, like, pulls him out.
Yeah, the fear, like, mm-hmm. digs in there and grabs his, like, collar and pulls him out.
We see, like, the David and the fear kind of, like, have a little standoff, but it seems like they come to a human, the man-dog understanding, and the fear brings him back his cape, and he starts licking its cheeks. Everyone's like, aww. Aww. We learn that the fear's real name is Goliath.
So David and Goliath.
Get it?
Get it?
Get it. So David and Johnny take Goliath to his owner. The same blind old man answers the door.
James Earl Jones.
And Johnny explains that they knock his junk fence down and the owner is like, again?
He's like, 10 years ago, some kids lost a ball in my backyard. And they went through all these clever schemes to try and get it back. And all they had to do was ask. And everyone's like, we could have done that the whole time. And it was at this point where when we were watching the movie, I told Sahara a personal story from my childhood. Me and my cousins would all play baseball in this empty lot next to my house all the time. It was a house that used to be there, but it got blown away by a tornado. Long story. And so, yes, we live in Oklahoma. And so, we would play baseball there, but there'd always be like a fence because we didn't want to hit it into the street. So we would go to the street side and we'd hit it the other way, basically into the yard. And so we were good enough that we wouldn't like hit it super hard.
Yeah.
But occasionally it would go over this little chain link fence in the back to my neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. And so we would try and hop the fence and grab it. And they had these like two or three little dogs. Like, they weren't like scary, but they did try to like jump on you, and we didn't like that, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so we were fast enough we could get the dogs, but they wouldn't be outside and we could get them. They were like always outside though, which kind of made me sad.
Oh.
But so we ended up discovering that they would go after the balls when they landed. And so we would get their attention. One of us would get their attention. They'd throw another ball into the yard. All the dogs would go after it. Mm-hmm. One of us would go and grab the ball, the first ball that went over, and get the dog's attention. And then the dogs would chase us again as we went to go hop the fence to get out. And while they're chasing that first person, mm-hmm. the person who threw the ball over goes and grabs it and runs back too. So we get both our balls back. Mm-hmm. At the very least, we would get one ball back. And so we would just try it again until we were able to get both. Mm. And so, yeah. And all that time, I think, out of all of the years we did that, I think we only ever actually went to their door to knock on them to get a ball back, like, once or twice.
That's amazing.
Like, we could have just gone back and done that the whole time.
The whole time?
But we never did.
Oh. So basically the same thing?
Yeah.
So the blind man further explains that no one comes to his door because there's a mean story about how he raises dogs to eat kids, and ask if Johnny believes that.
You don't believe that, do you? And they're like, no.
The man then asks what the kids lost in the junkyard this time.
The future of the United States space program. And the guy's just like,
That is something.
And so Johnny's like, and then the man concludes the story about him, is still going around after all these years. He's like, look, it took me 3 years to build that wall. And David's like, I can fix it. And he's like, you know what? I'll make a deal. He's like, you guys have to walk Goliath twice a week because I can't get out anymore. And I also want to hear a good game of baseball. It's been a long time since I've heard kids play and I miss them and all that. And I'll just have this junk hauled away and I won't rebuild the wall. Mm-hmm. And so the kid, And so the kids are like, okay, yeah, we can do that. But then it also makes us wonder, like, could he not hear them play?
Like the entire time.
Like, the wall isn't that soundproof.
Yeah.
And so we see Goliath, like, barking at another dog. Mm-hmm. And they realize, like, oh, that's why he's always wanting to get out. He doesn't want to eat kids. He wants to go see his girlfriend.
Duh.
And those two dogs, like, walk off together. And mm-hmm. we're like, I'd be mad as hell if, like, some neighbor kids let another dog into my backyard and made my dog pregnant. I'd be like, now I gotta deal with this.
They're kids, though. They don't understand.
I'm like, I don't want these dogs. Granted, I should have had
my
dog,
like, neutered, but, like, still. It says in the end that some of the girls took the, like, some of them.
Yeah.
And because they had five altogether, so, like, the two of the girls took two and the other girl took two. Or they each took one. Jenny and Penny took one dog. And then James Earl Jones' character kept two, is what he said.
Oh, my gosh. And so
we're almost done.
Yeah, I know.
We're almost there.
So, That's the reason why he get out so bad. He wanted to see his girlfriend. And so the gang go out to like get pizza, but like Haley and David stay behind. And Haley's like, "Oh, thank you for getting that back." And like the two kiss.
Ew.
And we learn that it turns out Dad didn't need the model anyway. He had blueprints, so that was basically all a waste of time.
Didn't even matter. It didn't even fucking matter.
Yeah. So
they.
He
so if they did nothing, they would have been fine.
And so. I know, so dumb. And so, but we get, like, the same, like, kind of, like, the movie kind of ends, and we get that, like, epilogue. That
but instead of it being scripted, like, it's Johnny, like, telling us.
Yeah, and so it's, like, so Goliath and his girlfriend had five puppies, and you said Haley, the girls got two of them, or however many.
Jenny and
basically
Penny.
The kids got them.
Yeah.
And so... the retriever made peace with his past and moved to Australia. He now hosts a popular TV show on Animal Planet. We learned that Mac joined the army after high school, got wounded in the Gulf War, and got a Purple Heart and joined the Peace Corps. Fingers and his brother, so the deaf kid and his brother, started a record label for a new kind of music called hip hop. They named their company Def Jam Records. And at that point, I was like, oh my God. It's not that funny.
This part pissed me off because he said, oh,
all the old guys who's unsuccessful. Penny and Jenny both raised three kids.
He said they did the most remarkable thing that they could, and they both raised three children. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
And happily ever after.
Oh my God.
Fingers used the money from a record company to start a gum chewing business he called Kissing Booth Bubble Gum.
Oh my God.
Haley became a mom and a pitcher for the U.S. Olympic softball team and won two gold medals, which I was like, oh, okay, it's pretty good. After David defeated Goliath, he was known from henceforth David Rocket Durango, because I guess his last name was Durango. Mm-hmm. And Haley and David stayed together all the way through high school, but then they went their separate ways. 10 years after college, they met again.
Oh, and David still couldn't speak, so she spoke for him and told him, you're supposed to say, will you marry me? And he did! Johnny grew up to still work with Rockets. But there is this little, like, thing.
It was like, now he works. I think they say now he works at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Yeah, where, so the old shoes before Johnny puts on his Nikes, he throws it up to the wire where they kind of stay, and it tells us in text that, oh, those shoes stayed up there for like a long time until one day they didn't.
And it shows like another kid.
Like and you see down. Like a pair of hands like taking them down.
And you're like, oh, so is this like a lead in like a Sandlot 3?
Yeah.
Which there is, by the way.
And he said, but that's another story.
But we're not watching that. They wanted another movie. They wanted to make a Sandlot franchise. Oh, like no. Probably like how they did with the Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah. So. That's probably what they were going for. Be ready?
The end.
Woo! That was wild.
I hated it.
Yeah, Christian's not very good at picking sequel movies.
Well, I thought I remembered this movie to be so much better when I was a kid. I don't know why it sucks.
Yeah, we were children.
I must have loved it as a kid. Yeah. I loved the first movie more.
Well, I think it was designed to trick you, especially with all the like similarities from the first one.
What's going on?
I will say, well, how would you rate this movie?
4 out of 10.
Wow, really? You're so generous.
Okay, I was going to say 3, but that's...
That's fine. I was going to give it a 2.
I'll probably give it a 3. Honestly, looking back, I was miserable the entire time we watched this movie, so I'm honest to God probably going to give it a 1. 1 or a 2. I'll give it a 2.
I was also going to give it a 2. Okay, Nightmare Blunt Rotation go.
Oh, fuck. Johnny.
Okay.
The...
Yeah, that kid fucked up.
The Retriever.
Oh my gosh.
And, Haley's dad.
Haley's dad. I think I'm going to put Haley's dad's workshop with a bunch of locks on it. Definitely the junkyard wall, the washing machines.
The what?
The washing machines.
Okay.
Let's see, what else am I going to do? Johnny's rocket dolls that he had, the Rocket Men astronaut.
Oh yeah, he was, by the way, he would tape like like astronaut action figures, whatever, to the rockets that he launched. He even taped one to the space shuttle model. Yeah. And when the rock, when it landed,
in, they didn't in grab the yard, him though. They just grabbed the shuttle.
When it landed in the yard, that doll landed with like a parachute in the yard. The Beast ate it.
Yeah.
I keep calling it the Beast. The Great Fear, whatever.
Well, the Beast is his dad.
Whatever.
And I think the one comment on IMDb that was complaining about how unrealistic this movie is because it didn't have discrimination.
That's real.
So, guys, have you ever seen The Sandlot 2? Let us know at our email. What is our email? Oh my gosh, I saw. Do you see they have Avaland?
I did not.
At like a pop-up thing.
Oh my gosh. Did you read this?
Oh yeah. You can follow us on Twitter. We're usually here.
We are at Puff Pass Podcast.
That is us.
So I was right the first time.
You were.
You can also follow us on, or not follow us, but you can also email us, right?
Mm-hmm.
At puffpass23, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's puffpasspodcast23@gmail.com.
puffpasspodcast23@gmail.com. Sorry, I'm also typing it in to see if it's real. Maybe.
It should be.
Yeah.
It's on here.
Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
We're chilling.
Yeah. You can email us. Email us your thoughts on the film. Tell us your dream blunt rotation, your nightmare blunt rotation. Tell us about your experience with the film. We want to know.
And more importantly, check out some of our other reviews on Letterboxd.
Yeah.
We are Puff Puff Pass 23. Our most recent review that we did was Dune, like, part one.
Mm-hmm.
We did that back in March,
mm-hmm.
and we've seen a lot of other films since then. We just don't write reviews for all of them.
We should.
We should, though. What did we watch earlier?
Today?
Like, no, not earlier, like a couple days ago.
Oh, Emma?
No, you watched Emma. Anyway, we are the couple that is smoking in the background.
Yeah, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you get your podcasts. So review,
we love our
rate
podcasts.
Us, rate us. Tell us what you want to watch next. Christian. Are you ready for our next movie?
Yes, I am. And okay. What is our next movie?
I'm going to take on the challenge. We are going to be watching Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
And the Chamber of Secrets.
So,
because this is our second...
This is our sequel. It's our sequel month. So join us for that. I'm ready to take on some Harry Potter.
I'm ready too.
Okay. Hopefully it's a lot better than this one.
Hopefully.
Bye.